Yesterday we heard from Yvette Kraft, and it was not very well recorded. I felt badly about that, and Yvette Kraft deserves to be heard well. Between yesterday and today, we had moved into our new building. It was 2016 that we were, what you're hearing today, 2016, 2017, in our new building. So let's give it another run on this as we go back to the violinist, Yvette Kraft. Always glad to have Yvette Kraft come back. Thanks, Yvette, for being here. A violinist, she's 14, ninth grader, Gonzaga Prep, studies with Mateusz Wolski, joined by Yi-Chen Shen, and they're going to treat us to Zapateado by Pablo Sarasate. Okay, Yvette Kraft playing for us Zapateado. You know, the announcement that the Ringling Brothers, the circus, is ending. Who cares? Because that was the most amazing tightrope act that Yvette Kraft did for us. Yvette, who's a student of Mateusz Wolski, goes to Gonzaga Prep. Okay, there's yet another of the great violinists of our time. Others that we've had, others that we've not been able to get to, and I think of so many. Certainly, Jesse Morozov, who's really doing amazing things in the violin world now, and I didn't happen to have anything of hers, but many, many more recent people who have played. And I do want to remind you that you can go to kpbx.org, and then once you're there, you can go to Programs, then you can go to Podcasts, and then under Podcasts, it's in the category From the Studio. Then it's that tedious way that one has to go back and back and back and back on pages. When you get down to about page 12 or page 16 or page 18, you're clear back to the podcasts that are still there from several years ago, from 2016, 2015. It kind of was the time we moved into our new building, and between 2015 and 2016, that we did more podcasts regularly and reliably and were able to put them out. But a lot of our recorded history is sitting there. I've often equated it to being not unlike the sediment at the bottom of the ocean. There's this new sediment on top, and if you keep digging, there is going to be wonderful treasures down deeper. And that's true of all those old podcasts, if you have time to do it. And the many ways to use our website, and certainly the others, to find out what's going on the radio, when things resume, will resume. Our arts calendar. Our arts calendar does have, still, if you go to it, it has different cyber things going on, and we're inviting people to put in their distance events still on our arts calendar, so that exists. Okay, one more from 2017. Let's go to this singer who is a frequent guest for us. Okay, Michael Sinitsa is back. What a pleasure always to have Michael here. He's a singer from EWU, baritone, who has done a range of roles lately, including a little bit of Mozart and a few other things. Michael is a student of Steve Mortier, joined again by pianist Yu Chen Chen, and the two of them are going to do Mildred Tyson's Sea Moods.
Great rocks.
Mildred Tyson, Michael Sinitz. Come over here for just a moment, and then even as Amanda's getting ready to play a little bit more. You love dramatic singing, don't you?
I absolutely love it. It's in my blood.
Yeah. Because you got to do something pretty dramatic in its way in Mozart recently.
Yes. I played Don Alfonso in Mozart's Così fan tutte recently at the Eastern, in the opera department, yes.
So you got to be the manipulative old guy in
that. Hey, you got to do that once in a while for the humor.
There you go. And there's still a few weeks left on EWU. Do you have any other performances at EWU? Or
yes, I will be performing with the orchestra. I will be doing a set of Ravel, Chanson Dulcinea by Ravel. And so those are going to be an amazing thing to do.
Probably on Wednesday the 7th.
Yes,
of,
it is.
Of June, if my guess is right. Great. Well, thanks so much for all your great singing.
Thank you so much.
Michael Sinitsa. And speaking of the EWU Orchestra, one of the last concerts that got played around here was the EWU Orchestra playing their concert in early March. And we're going to hear it on the radio on Monday night because it couldn't be more perfectly suited, because the big piece they played on their last concert before the shutdown was the Mount St. Helens Symphony by Ellen Havanas. And so that performance from the EWU Symphony Orchestra will, I think, probably lead off the concert of the week on Monday night at 7. And then the rest of the hour will be yet more performers from Music Fest Northwest. What a legacy of performances. We could go for weeks of playing off of these great performances. And I'm going to conclude this series of remembrances with one particular performer. First, we go back to when she was, I think, a third grader. Osman is an 8-year-old pianist, a student of Carolyn Brett. She goes to the Pioneer School in Spokane Valley, the third grader. And if you're comfortable, Jasmine, we'll hear your piece, which is by Muzio Clementi, his well-known sonatina in C major. This is the pianist, Jasmine Nguyen. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you. Jasmine Wynn, the pianist, 8-year-old pianist, playing for us. Lovely performance of the Clementi C major sonata. And that was what we heard when she was, I think, a third grader, and caught our ears. And fortunately, she came back every year and played. And so now let's remember her from her final performance that she did as a senior just last year. Okay, it is a piano festival, and it's also something we've been doing for about 25 years here, and one of the treats has been the return occasion of Jasmine Wynn. And so we get to enjoy not one, not two, but three pieces from pianist Jasmine Wynn. I guess since you're a senior, this is your final official high school school-age performance with us. She's a student of Carolyn Brett and has three pieces for us. First, it will be two Rachmaninoff preludes, and so I think we'll hear them in a row, and then I'll announce the remaining piece that Jasmine is going to do. So Rachmaninoff prelude in G major, opus 32, number 5, then G sharp minor, opus 32, number 12, played for us by pianist Jasmine Wynn. Thank you. Two Rachmaninoff preludes played for us by Jasmine Wen in G major and G sharp minor. And now to the composer Paul Creston and his prelude and dance. Jasmine Wen, the senior at Central Valley High School, playing that piece by Paul Creston, the prelude and dance, a student of Carolyn Brett. How many years, about six years consecutively that you've played
here? 10 or
six
years, yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Wow, what a run it's been for us.
Yeah,
wow.
Definitely,
it's
yeah.
It's been really a lot of fun. And so all of that, and then just a couple of weeks ago, you took home the top honors in the Spokane Scholars,
yeah.
but in a completely different subject, in what?
In English. Yeah.
Okay. So that, and then you're going to go study economics?
Yeah, at Duke University. I hope to go into law after, so yeah, I'm excited to major in econ.
And you love to dance?
Yes.
Are you still dancing?
Yeah.
Are you really efficient? And I really, really mean to ask that, to do all of those things, and I assume enjoy them all.
Yeah, definitely. I like to think that, like, probably when I'm driving places, I go, okay, got to get this done first, and then, yeah, just honestly, it's not hard, but it's just balancing a lot, but it's really fun. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
And even in the act of piano practice, have you kind of distilled the ways to really do it so that you're not wasting a lot of time?
Yeah, definitely. I've gone on a lot busier, so like I've learned to practice more in a shorter amount, but like just as well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, what a treat. It's been a real treat
Thank
for
you
us
so
to
much.
Hear all your great music making. all these years. Thank you again for all the great performances.
Thank you.
Jasmine Wynn. 10 years, actually. Okay, that's what we have to offer you. And my thanks to everybody involved, certainly the whole legacy of Music Fest Northwest for 75 years, and all the people who have kept that going, to Bill Wright, who recorded all these. That's why we had the material so readily available, to Jim Tevenin, who recently, in the last few years, has been the engineer for this. Before that, it was Patrick Claussen. To our KPBX staff, Alexis specifically, who has gotten the podcast put up from Wednesday and Thursday. And very much to this station and you who listen and support this station, who have given us the ability and the mandate to bring you such things as these last 6 hours of remembering from Music Fest Northwest. But absolutely, most importantly, are the people who have played. They didn't know when they came in and played that years later they would still be being heard. And so I want to thank them for their bravery. I want to thank them for the humanity. In the music that we hear the real person and the deep person. And it is, that's music, that's the pleasure, that's why we all do it. Thank you to everyone.